Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being with us. There was the echo. So Pastor was just explaining to us all before we got started that we're going to be doing several different messages tonight. All different segments on everything that's going on right now with Israel. So we're going to start out with Flashpoint. He was going to come on and talk for a minute, but he must have lost signal or something, or you're muted. Maybe you're still talking and don't realize you're muted. I'm not sure, but we've been keeping track of things going on, and we have this, I said that we were going to be doing Flashpoint. So I'm going to go ahead and get that started first. No, let's start out with our pledges and our opening prayers. We need to keep our foundation strong in the midst of all of these other things that are happening. So I'm going to share the screen and let's start out with our pledges. Here we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. Hold on, we've got it. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Let's pray. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God. As ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. With your presence and power in our lives, we receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And that is so important right now that we pray this over Jerusalem and the United States of America and every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to stop this share. And then, I'm going to share our Flashpoint program. So give me just a minute to do that. I hope everyone all day long, as you've been thinking about it, even set your alarm to say a prayer for Israel and all of the nations, all of the world at this point could get sucked into this mess that's going on over there. So please pray. If you have to, like I said, set your alarm on your phone and every 15 minutes say a prayer. And if even if it's not a lengthy prayer, praying your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We need to be doing that. I was telling everyone on the morning program too, pastors Terry and George Pearson from Eagle Mountain International, which is Copeland's church. They were saying that Amir Sarfati, he's probably the most accurate and quick to update with true information person that we all have access to. And he is on. Hi, Rebecca, and hi, Tracy. I'm so glad you're with us. He is on Rumble. He's on YouTube and several other things, but on not Rumble, Telegram. He's on Telegram. He's able to say things there that he isn't able to say other places. And he does a continuous update. I mean, literally my phone every few minutes is bannering a new message from him. So even doing that, every time you see, if you hook up to that so you know what's going on, every time that comes up, that's a good reminder to pray for Israel. Okay, see another message here. Hold on. Yes, Roger. Remember, God hears all prayers, whether they are great or small. God hears them all. Amen. Amen. Oh, and YouTube is up, Roger. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Okay. So I am going to our first message that we're sharing tonight is apparently live right now, so we want to get going on it. I'm sharing it from my phone. I'm endeavoring to share it from my phone. Here we go. Hi, Sunday. Love ya. Love all of you guys. Thank you so much for being here. It's just... I'll be right with you. I promise something is going to happen here to make this work. Oh my goodness sakes, alive. My phone is just not acknowledging me again. That's all. Oh my goodness. It seriously is not letting me do anything. Oh my.
Thank you. No.
Roman, you're fine. You are healed in Jesus' name. No. Roger, go to YouTube.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Yes, praise you. Yes. 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 Stand against the evil. We need you, Lord. Yes, we need you, Lord. They need you. Yes. We return home safe and unharmed. Thank you, Father. Yes, we have been saved. Well, wow. While I try to get out of this. Message here. All right. Okay, that's stop share. My. So it is really... Yes, we can hear you. We can't understand you right at the moment, but we can hear you. Okay, well, pastors get into another service area. It is really, really good that they did end that with some good news and some of the good things that are going on. And that was one of the things that I noticed in Amir Sarfati's thread that was going, that there are good things behind all of the horror. People need to be aware, especially those that are supporting Hamas and backing Iran and this whole mess. They need to see the horror that's going on, but it is a relief also to keep people's countenances up to see that there is good happening through this. And we believe God works all things to the good for those who love him. And we believe God is going to show his glory in all of this. Now, Pastor has sent me a couple of other messages. I'll work on pulling those up. Some of the things going on are so horrific, and you just don't want to see. This is a really funny thing, you guys. It is not funny, but we're just going to say it is. My phone... It just does not want to cooperate for some reason. I'm not sure what the deal is, but okay. So there was the flashpoint message. Now we have a couple of messages, other messages. One by Mike Bickle. I'm going to play a little bit of that, too, because he has a really good take on this, too. If you remember, Mike Bickle is the one that founded the International House of Prayer that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and has for, is it 24 years or is it 40 years? I don't remember now, but it's been many years. And he has Forerunner Church. So he had a statement that he made as well concerning all of this. So I'm going to attempt, well, I am attempting to pull that up for us too. Wow. Okay, I may wind up having to pull this up on my computer. Um, we had been playing these messages through my phone because the audio and video is so much nicer. I will not be frustrated. I will be at peace. I was going to say I may have to pull this up on my computer, except that I don't know where my computer speaker is. And we can't hear it without that, since I've been doing it through the phone. Okay, Pastor's saying he's on Blog Talk Radio, so. Well then, let's see if we can hear him there. Hello? Hello? Hello?
How about now? Can you?
Now, whoops. We heard you for a second. And now we don't.
All right. There you go. Don't. Unmuted, 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 unmuted. Hello, hello.
Okay. Hello, 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 hello.
All right. Don't click the mute button. Am I there?
Yes.
All right, that's cool. Now, you know, I've told everybody about Blog Talk Radio for years and might as well use it myself, right?
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we have that.
Yeah, amen. So, one of the most interesting parts about what we just saw with all those people, it's everybody that's saying the same thing. God
we're losing you here. We don't hear you. Still not hearing you. and I'm still working on pulling up something. Okay. Oh, Pastor disappeared off of Blog Talk. Have we mentioned how much we love you all and we're so grateful to have you with us? Oh, my. And thank you so much for your patience. This has been a seriously challenging technology day. Not that any of them are really pleasant, but boy, yeah. Thank you. I hope you are all learning something through all of this. And wow. Okay. So I'm giving up on that where I take it out in the driveway and run over it. I am going to go ahead and pull. Oh, my goodness. I don't have them over here. Yeah, I do. Pull these other messages up. The ones that I can access. Okay. This next message is actually Rabbi Schneider. He is in Jerusalem with his wife at the moment, so we will hear his take. Oh my goodness, now I have to remember, how do I share? that from here. Okay, give me a second to get my speaker. I found my speaker. Let me get that connected to my computer. And then we'll play this message by Rabbi Schneider. It's only about 15 minutes long. And like I said, they are right there. And I know at one point he had to get up and leave because they had an air raid. So he had to go to the bomb shelter. But it's interesting to hear his take on this as well. So let me get... screen shared here. Did I screen share? Okay, here we go. Amen. Amen. Hold on here. Powerful prayer by Rabbi Schneider. I was really hoping that he was going to have more insight into what's going on just because he's there. But, you know, it's not like it just because you're there that you can be privy to all of the information that's going on, too. But at least he gave us insight into what he's seeing from where he's at. And that was a powerful prayer. And as they're saying, the biggest thing we all need to be doing right now is prayer. So our next message, hold on, my speaker. Pardon me? I didn't hear you. Amen. Amen. All right. So, yes. Okay. Oh, now I can hear you. Yes. Oh, my. Yeah. Amen. Yes. It's 20 to 9. Yeah. And we played Rabbi Schneider. And now I have Mike Bickle pulled up. Or is there a diff, or would you rather? Okay. Yes. Yeah, amen. Amen. All right. Now, I'm probably going to, I know towards the end of this, they go into worship, so I'm going to have to stop it because, of course, they won't let us play the music part of that. But hopefully the rest will play through well on my computer. And, you know, I just wanted to mention, too, I don't know how many of you know or not, but Rabbi Schneider that was just on, he's actually from Michigan, or he lives in Michigan, in Blissfield. It's about 20 minutes from the Ohio border, straight up from, if you go through Ann Arbor and pass through to Tecumseh, Blissfield is right up just past there. So if any of you ever happen to be in the area, it would be very fun to look him up and go to his church for a service. So, okay, anyways, here we go with Mike Bickle. Whoops, hold on. What was going on? Okay, I need to mute everybody here. It's here we go. All right, everybody. I apologize. I had to turn my speaker off so that we could hear Pastor, and then didn't turn it back on. So I will start this over again. Thank you for letting me know, you guys. Here we go again. Wow.
You can sure see that, can't you?
Amen. Yeah, all right, this is where we probably have to stop it.
That's a good word, though.
Oh, my. Yes, it was. And, you know, like he was saying, and we all know, when you pray for something, anytime you go against the enemy, of course he's going to manifest worse. So we should only expect that after this. Brother Dan has your hand up. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, I just want to repeat the truth. I like for this because there's a lot for to study and understand.
Yes. This one with Mike Bickle?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot in that. There's a serious lot amount in that. And at first I thought he was going to go into eschatology, and I'm like, no, come on, Mike. Because I don't necessarily agree with Mike's eschatology. I've heard a couple messages, and he just sees it different than we do. But that was a powerful word that it truly explains heavenly warfare.
Yeah.
You know, let's read a verse of scripture. You go to Ephesians chapter 1. You can hear me okay now?
Yes.
I've actually made it back to the civilization. I'm in Williston. If you wave real big, I can probably see you, Lynn.
Okay. Where are we going?
Ephesians chapter 1.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And let's start with the verse 16, and we'll just read to the end of the chapter. Because sets it in order. It sets it in order, like Brother Dan's saying, you know, there's a lot to be understood here. And what a powerful statement that every time we truly are standing in the gap, making up the hedge, when we begin to pray, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better. And not that you should expect things to get worse, but if you realize that's the natural progression of the process,
yeah.
You know, of the prayers.
The natural reaction of the enemy. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're not going to be as freaked out as much when you see it. But, you know, it's like, well, let's read this verse, Ephesians 1, verse 15, 16, wherever that section starts there.
Well, I'm in this Bible and sections don't start here. So let me go get my other one. Hold on.
No, that's all right. Just 16's good. Just start there.
All right. Do not cease to give thanks. Oh, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Is this where you wanted me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
So we can see that God has already put Jesus above it all. Well, when God uses the word all, he's put him above it all. He's given him the name above all names. He's put him high above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, all strength, all honor, all glory, all blessing, it all belongs to Jesus. So that means if it all belongs to Jesus, that means there is none that belongs to any enemy. And
amen.
just like Mike Bickle was just saying there, we got to realize that spiritual warfare, this is just the effect of what happens when you and I begin to make a point of flipping, which literally what we're doing is we're flipping principalities. Well, they're not going to like it, so they're going to draw principalities from other areas, just like the story of the girl in the book of Acts. She wasn't bragging on Paul and Silas. She was calling principalities. And whether or not Paul understood that, Paul did the right thing by saying, come out of here, you foul devil. Showing once again, the enemy doesn't have more power than we do. Doesn't change the fact that it's going to scream and holler and yell. The story of Jesus and Peter, James, and John coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration. And the man was there with his son wanting to have the demon cast out of him. And he took him to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast the demon out. And they're like, why couldn't we cast it out, Jesus? Well, when they began to cast the devil out, it manifested in such a severe way, obviously, that they had never seen. And so something changed their mentality. Because they're the most demon-casting-out group of guys there was
right.
on the face of the earth at that time. Jesus had sent them out two by two, and they came back saying, man, even the demons were subject. And Jesus told them, cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely receive, freely give. So when they went out, they cast out demons, they healed the sick, and they raised the dead. That's we don't have to wonder if that's what happened. That's exactly what happened when they went out. So what a powerful word.
Yeah.
All we got to do is just maintain. You know, I don't know. Did I tell everybody about my knee? I probably didn't because I'm not going to give glory to pain, but. Probably the last time I taught about fiery darts coming at you, whether they were sin or temptation or lust or greed or even sickness and disease, I probably, since the last time I spoke that to you very boldly, I have had pain in my knee, my left knee. So there were, it was difficult to get in and out of the truck. But I would get out of the truck. And I would just speak the word of God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside my mortal body. And then I would start stomping everywhere I walked on purpose. It's like the story of Andrew Womack and Jamie when she came out and found him laying on the ground all crippled up. She's like, well, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. Now get up and act like it. I didn't want Leanne saying, why don't you get up and act like you're not in pain anymore, you know? And honestly, when I would stomp my feet, there would be no pain in my knee. Just when I'm trying to move around, getting out of the seat. Well, I'm like, I don't have no pain in my knee, and there ain't nothing wrong with my knee. And I didn't do nothing to my knee, and this is a fiery dart coming at me. Is it painful? Yeah, it's painful. Woke me up. It was so painful. But whatever, it's just a fiery dart. It's all it is. You know, today that whole thing's just completely gone.
Hallelujah.
It's just completely gone.
Yep.
But what was I doing? The whole time I'm speaking the name of Jesus. I'm speaking the blood of Jesus. I'm speaking the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside my mortal body. And what we got to realize is we've got to speak the word of God, the truth, until it manifests superiority over the logic that we've been trained in our mind, and whatever that fiery dart is that is confronting you, it's pain in your body. You gotta confront that and say, "Wait, I'm the healed. Jesus healed me. I'm not sick. And Jesus healed me. I don't have a migraine. It's a lie. It's a fiery dart." And see, I think that's what Mike Bickles was teaching. And he did such an amazing job on it.
Yeah.
You know, that Daniel had the answer the day he prayed it. The principalities drew all other principalities to him to stop that answer from getting there. Well, when God sent Michael dealt with it in one fell swoop. I mean, we got to remember that there's going to be one angel is going to grab Lucifer and throw him into the pit.
Yeah.
Forever. One angel, not a whole flock of them. One angel with chains is going to bind that worthless, weak nothing and cast him forever into the bottomless pit.
Amen.
And, you know, when we were in Minnesota at the Flashpoint, we bought Brother Copeland's book on the covenant. And it's very interesting. Did I bring that book with me? I don't think I did. Have you seen the book? Well, lost it. Didn't lose it.
Hold on.
Anyways.
Hold on. I was trying to get my communion element.
That's right. In the fly leaf of that book, in the first opening pages, Brother Copeland writes in there that you're going to see some typewriting, I forget what he calls it. Irregularities. And what is it? He capitalized the name of God, and he made sure to not capitalize the word Satan anywhere.
Yeah.
And just refer to it as the, what did he call it?
Here, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you got the book right there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a
let's read how he, this is really good how he says this.
Yeah. Throughout this book, you'll notice several unconventional upper and lowercase words. These are the result of instruction over the years Brother Copeland has received from the Lord. Words consistently in all capital letters include bless in any form, blessing, the blessing, blessed. All capitalized are the Lord, the word, God's word, his word. Other uppercase words include friend, as in friend of God. It is a covenant term, also capitalized in the King James and New King James versions of the Bible. Specifically in James 2:23, covenant is also capitalized, where it refers to the nature of God's absolute, holy, and eternal covenant with his people. Finally, Satan is lowercase throughout the book and in anything Brother Copeland writes. And he refuses to capitalize the name first because in Hebrew it merely means an adversary and is not the actual name given to the fallen being. Second, in awful combat in the pit of hell, Jesus paralyzed and completely brought him to naught, taking from him the keys of hell and death. Colossians 2:15 and Revelations 1:18. That was it.
All right. So I think it's interesting because I have been doing this for years myself. I just am like, I'm not going to capitalize the name of the enemy, and then not capitalize the names of God or even the pronouns of God.
Yeah.
If you guys watch, you'll see it. I capitalize the pronouns that are about God because I'm not going to give amazing, wonderful amazement, if you'll allow me to just be redundant, amazing, marvelous, amazement, marvelous amazement. I'm not going to give that to our enemy when Jesus has already told us that enemy is completely defeated. When we go into spiritual warfare, we got to realize we're going in and we are the superior force. It's not that we win. We win. It's not that we could win. We win. And you and I've just got to look at it and say, well, then what's all this? That's just the intensity of the battle is in front of you. So don't stop until you win. Honestly, don't stop until you win. Don't stop till the devil comes out. You keep speaking to the mountain until it is moved. You keep speaking to sickness until it's gone. You know, like our sisters that had the stroke. I mean, Sister Mary Bastovic spoke to that the stroke so long she went to heaven. I come up across Mary's name today, and I'm like, Mary, who do you think you are going to heaven before we did? You know how that goes. No, we have to fight and win. And anytime you see the intensity increase, then you and I got to just look at it and say, well, that just means I'm gonna.
We just knocked the enemy that, in the head a good one.
That's what?
Means we knocked the enemy in the head a good one.
Well, yeah, and
it
means
back swinging.
That you're about to see that enemy submit.
Yeah.
You truly are. You're about to see the enemy submit. And thank God for that. Glory be to God. Can you guys hear this music?
No.
I can hear it. And it's like, man, I hope that loud music isn't coming through like this to me.
Is it in a truck next to you or what?
No. It's in the, I stopped to fuel up.
It's
not in the truck next to me. It's in the speakers underneath the canopy, you know?
Oh, nope. We don't hear it. That headset is really amazing.
Thank you, Father, for an amazing headset.
Yes. Yeah, I'm surprised we aren't picking it up through your microphone, though. Hmm. Well, at least I don't hear it. Maybe everybody else does. I just don't. Turn your microphone off.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I just got stuff happening.
Okay.
Hey, guys, quiet. But anyways, that's a good night now. We didn't get to the video tonight, but I want us to get to it while we're studying this. The other night, did we do the video on Netanyahu? Did we play it for everybody?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if we did.
We studied so many messages, and I don't remember which ones we played here and which ones we haven't.
If we did, we'll play it. But one of the videos I wanted to show tonight is a video about Golda Meir, who was a very, very, very important prime minister in the Jewish to all of Israel. Many people call her the matriarch of Israel, and I just, you know, people don't know. And I am inclined, I guess that's the right word. I am inclined, I'm inspired right now to share with us at the Community of Faith an amazing bunch of videos that helps us understand Israel, God, the word of God about Israel, Israel, how it fits into the word of God, how it all makes, has something to do with us, and just make us that much more of a wise and understanding of the people. Because when you know the truth and you practice it, then the truth sets you free. When you know the truth and you practice it, then the truth sets you free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, James said, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer also. And so that's what we must do in Jesus' mighty name. Well, it's probably time for communion now, isn't it?
Yep. It's about 9:30.
9:30. All right. Well, let's go into communion. I'm going to turn my mic off and pay for my fuel, and I'll be with you at the end.
All righty.
Thank you for all your diligence, love.
You're welcome. All right. So now I'm going to turn off the speaker, actually, because, well, I guess I'll leave it over here. Because sometimes if I shut it off, it'll shut everything off.
We were going to go to Amir, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if you still wanted to play that tonight or not. Or do you want to play that tomorrow night? How long is it?
Well, we could probably.
Oh, he's live. That's right. He's live right now. Yeah.
So take a poll and see what everybody wants to do. If they want to hang out, then let's do it.
All right.
It's not like we haven't taken communion enough for this group.
Yeah. Does anybody want to stick around and hear Amir Sephardi? He was having a meeting tonight. It actually started at 9 o'clock. It's a live meeting.
Pause for just a second. Okay. Pause for a second. I got 30 things happening on the same time.
Are you talking to me pausing? Okay. No, he must have muted. Richard, you said you can't hear. Do I not have sound again? Maybe I do need to turn the speaker off, except if we're going to watch Amir. I don't know how long his program is actually. You can hear? Okay, thank you, Dan. And I don't have the link to it. So, you know what, let's go ahead and we'll do communion while Pastor gets squared around there. And, oh, you couldn't hear his music playing. Okay. Okay, good. And Sunday says she'll hang out. So, okay, so a couple of people are. So let's do communion while Pastor gets squared around and gets the link to me. So we can put that up. So let me read the verses of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll start with verse 23. This is a funny thing. I still have my dad's Bible that I'm using here, and it's a really big Bible, and I don't have room for it on the desk, and I keep thinking to myself, okay, I need to get this out of here because I don't have room for it, but then I haven't yet because I really do like it. But okay, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. So everybody has your communion elements together. Or go get them right now while we're reading the verses. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. That means just in a nonchalant, not considering what you're doing and what this stands for. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. We take the time to judge ourselves and realize we are sinners in need of our Savior. And thank you, Lord Jesus. We have that Savior. So if there is anyone with us tonight that's never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right now I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation on the screen so you'll be able to read it out loud with us, and then you'll be free to take communion with us as well. So here we go. The prayer of salvation. I thank you, God, my Father, pray this from the very depths of your heart. This is a serious decision to make. It is the most wonderful decision you'll ever make in your lifetime, and it changes not just your life here on earth, but your eternity. So mean this as you pray it. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, we say welcome to the family of God and welcome to the life and kingdom of God. We're so happy for you. Please get a hold of us. Our information, our contact information will be in the notes of YouTube after the program. You can also go to our Facebook, our website, that is samueljcottle.com, and that's the Community of Faith webpage, and our contact information is there as well. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, concerns, we'd be happy to help bring understanding to you. And we have thousands of videos out there that we'd be glad to send to you pertaining to whatever you have questions about. You do not need to know everything to make this decision for Jesus to be Lord of your life. In fact, none of us know everything. We have a lifetime of learning here ahead of us. So don't feel like you have to have everything in order or know everything in order to make that decision. That's just the very beginning of your Christian life. So please get a hold of us and we'll be happy to do that. And we have this wonderful family of believers here that are just an amazing team of support. They would be happy to be your family too. So now I'm going to put up the communion prayer and we'll pray that together too, or so that we can all pray that together too and receive communion. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud. Here's the prayer over the bread. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord, for everything you suffered for us and counted it all joy that we would be part of you. And now let's lift up the juice together and let's pray this together. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing blood. And you in us, and we in you. There we go. Doesn't it always feel amazing to receive communion? I love it.
The answer you need for the beginning of your day.
Yeah.
And it's the answer you need for the end of your day.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Did we decide that we were going to...
Richard and Sunday said that they'll hang out. So, I didn't see it say anything, so I didn't know. So anyways, yes, we can do it, or if you want to wait and do it tomorrow night, you don't know how long it is. Well, we don't know because it's still live probably, isn't it? Okay.
No,
all right. Please.
All of these people are in jail, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Too funny. Okay. Are you going to send me, huh? You have to send me the link.
I have to send you the link?
Yeah. Or is it just, where is it even?
I thought I already did. Oh, my goodness. It's like. It's, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's all good. And mercy endures forever.
Richard is hoo-hoo and too. Too funny. Okay. So.
Night owl wings as they fly away. That's a very thick sound. You know, you can't just go.
Okay, so this is on his Telegram, correct?
I thought I already sent it to you on Messenger.
No, all I have is, hold on.
All right. Well, did you find it on Messenger or not? I find it.
Let me look. Now I have Israel under attack on Victory. I have Golda Meir. I have Mike Bickle. Noah Meir.
All right. I got it. Give me just a second. Yeah. There it is right there.
Oh, okay. Okay, I do see it in the Telegram.
I don't know that it's on YouTube or not.
That's where it says this link is to.
Oh, that link is to YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to attempt to play this off of my phone again because it seems to be responding again. So.
Looks like it's 39 minutes long.
Oh, okay. So that's not real long. Okay. Okay, so that's up there. Let me open my Zoom again. Okay. And get to Zoom here. All right. I think here we go. I was going to say, oh my goodness, it's going to do this again, but we got it. Got my here we go. Oh, I was trying to start it on my computer. It's on my phone. Here we go. Beginning soon, isn't it already? Oh my priest. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Nothing. Annihilated. Thank you.
Thank you.